Lindsay. Man, I didn't know you played piano.
Yes, wait. Let me finish this.
Okay.
Like Lady Gaga over here.
She's in a me dress. Now stop. Stop. Just pause.
Tickle those ivories.
Okay, you're not playing the song like I thought we practiced. Good morning. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and this is one of the most disturbing things that I myself have ever heard or seen, and it involves the vampire dude from Twilight. Ugh.
What is that disgust, Joseph?
Listen, I'm not saying I'm an attractive guy, because I really, truly, deep down, don't think I'm handsome like my mom says, but the most handsome man in the world, according to some scientific machiny calculations thingy-ma-bobber, is Robert freaking Patterson.
Pattinson.
Whatever.
It's Rob Pattinson. We know him as Edward from the Twilight series, but, you know, he's in a lot of other things, of course. He had a hot relationship with Kristen Stewart.
Another.
You don't like her?
No.
Why? They're so just, many men.
Because they're weird and they're stinky and they're weird and they, I don't know. They really are vampires, I think. 833-563-2539. At least for me, and I don't know what you got, McKenzie. Two-part questions I want to know. Do you agree that Robert
Pattinson.
P, Robert P, vampire boy, is the handsomest man in the world? And whether you agree or not, if not, who is the most handsome guy out there?
Keep
and
in
we'll
mind,
hear from ladies and dudes, too. I don't care what your persuasion is.
Keep in mind he has an accent. So I'm just throwing it out there that that makes men more attractive.
But that can't make you handsome. Handsome is shallow, purely physical. Am I wrong?
That's true. Now, this is based on science.
Okay.
So this is the ratio. You know, symmetry is all that. They did it based on this golden ratio. So basically, it's kind of measures like your eyes, your eyebrows, your nose, your lips, your chin, his jawline, the facial shape. I mean, it's science.
There's this other dude. He came in second. I don't even know who he is. Henry Cavill?
Cable? Henry Cavill. Yeah.
Cavill?
Superman.
Oh,
and followed by Bradley Cooper, Brad Pitt, who gets my vote, and George Clooney. You cannot, I'm sorry, get
what,
more handsome
than Brad Pitt. Was Billy Bob Thornton
6
on this list? This list is busted.
Is not busted, but where's like Ryan Gosling? Where's Ryan Reynolds? Where's Zac Efron?
See, I got
is
my
Jonah
vote.
Hill on here too? who's that one guy? Lewis Capaldi? Did he make the
Chris
list?
Chris Evans?
I think the people that made the list, yes, are obviously attractive, but I think the most attractive man is Chris Hemsworth. Am I the most attracted to him than any other celebrity? No. I mean, I obviously am a little bit, but I think just all around, he has got that, if we're going by science and studies, he's got that masculine, manly look. He's absolutely ripped. He's buff. He's super tall. He's got the nice jawline, those beautiful eyes. His eyebrows are very
right.
nice.
Now,
his nose isn't too big.
I guess my Brad Pitt vote takes into account his charm and his swag. Because I'm very attracted.
Right.
I need a confident man with some swag. This is purely symmetrical face.
Exactly.
You know,
we're just saying purely, not because I don't find Chris Hemsworth the most attractive in the world, but I do believe that like he fits the studies of like the symmetrical face, like what they look for.
He looks like a Ken doll.
Exactly. A very, very sexy Kendall.
Please, can Kendall. Anybody else tell me that this is busted? 833-563-2539. Let's go to Ray. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think? Robert Pattinson is the most handsome man in the world.
No, I definitely don't think so.
Who would you give your vote to?
Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh, all right, all right, all right.
No, wait a minute. Are you saying it's because he's handsome or because he goes, hey, Ray, all right, all right, all right?
He's just dangerous all around. He's too dangerous.
Dangerous. See, again, he's sexy. Because someone can be very attractive, but not sexy. Like, I've been around many famous people, famous actors and singers and all the things, and I'm like, wow, what a good-looking human being. However, they just don't have that it factor. Like, they just don't have that sex appeal.
See, I think Matthew McConaughey's face, I mean, don't get me wrong, I find him attractive. But I think his face might be almost like a little too flat. For the study. I'm taking this very seriously, guys.
You are. Like, she's downloading an app.
You should think about our laptops right now.
Into it. Listen, yeah, where's my protractor?
Joe, who would you vote for? Because you were tearing down Rob Pats. Like, who would you be? Who would your top three? I mean, I feel like Jimmy G should make this list. Right. Garoppolo is
gorgeous. Get out of here.
Gorgeous,
get out of here. I don't have a top three. I think I would agree Bradley Cooper's on the list. I would have, like, just looking at this list I see, Bradley Cooper would definitely be ahead of Robert Pattinson or Patterson or whatever his name is. Like, how are you going to have the vampire man above Bradley Cooper? Like, that makes no sense. And to be honest, ladies, I think you're hung up on your past if you're going with Brad Pitt and George Clooney in the top five, because they're not.
David Beckham?
That's exactly who I was just about to say. I'm not joking. I thought about that. He definitely is. He's got that jawline.
Again,
the eyes, the eyebrows, the nose, the symmetry. Now, what I think that they're not taking into consideration, what they need to do, is like their skin tone and their like coloring. Like Robert Pattinson's eye color with his dark hair color with his pale skin, it just does not do it.
Can
for
we
me.
Ask a bi guy? I mean, poor chap, you like women and men right
ask
now. You're dating
a bi guy. That should be our new segment.
I'd love to do that. Ask a bi guy.
You know what's interesting?
Yes, bi guy.
I actually don't think any of those guys are attractive.
Who would you produce a pork chop?
Yeah, what
put
Disney
in the top?
What Disney star would you go with? Tell us.
He's like Bob the Builder.
If you don't know, he likes him young.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Sorry, that was too funny. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, explain yourself. Talk yourself out of this one.
I just don't like older guys.
Like, but define older.
Anyone older than me?
Anyway, that's not a teen.
I literally said Chris Hemsworth. He's like 34.
Yeah, that's older than me.
Do you like the Jason Momoa guy?
No.
Oh my God. Yes. Jason Momoa, I mean, he
poor chap.
Is. But again, he is so sexy. He's not like stereotypically.
What about The Rock?
No.
What about Zac Efron?
No.
Zac Efron's not older than you.
And I don't know. I don't like famous guys and this whole big body chiseled and that chiseled chin
What about
thing.
The one guy that played like Frodo?
No.
Elijah Wood.
What about
is
Harry
your
Potter?
Celebrity crush?
Yeah. Who? What celebrity?
But a real celebrity. I'm not talking some random like photographer with 10,000 followers from Australia.
I know one. Hunter Hayes, the little country singer.
You.
Well, that's because he broke your heart.
You tried to give him a jacket. You clearly
he's
thought he was sexy.
He's too old for him now. Who?
How
is,
old?
Who
I'm look
is
it up.
Your celebrity crush?
Cole Sprouse.
I knew it. He literally is 98 pounds soaking wet. He looks like he's 12.
That's like Hunter Hayes. He's 5'6".
Cole Sprouse. No, Cole's not even the hot one. Dylan's the hot one because Dylan looks like a man. I mean,
how old is Cole Sprouse?
He's 28.
Oh, he's 27, but he looks 12.
Oh, but he does look 12.
Poor child's
exactly.
Like, I'm out. No, thank you.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
We kid because it's true and we love. Coming up, we've got your dummy of the day. Don't go anywhere.